Wednesday brought another monetary announcement from the Federal Reserve. They elected to skip a June rate hike, but there may be two additional hikes this year. Although higher interest rates are having an impact, one Indiana ag banker says many farmers are well positioned at the midway point of 2023.
A lot of folks have more liquidity, maybe not using their operating lines as much as what they used to.
That's Jeff Rodebaugh, Senior Vice President and Chief Agricultural Lending Officer at First Farmers Bank and Trust.
With that, they're maybe not as impacted with the rising interest rate environment as folks have renewed their lines of credit this spring, found that obviously the prime rate has moved up and doubled year over year. So that can be quite a shock to the system. But I think at least we're in a standpoint where folks maybe have more deposits and more liquidity than what they would have had in years past to deal with the high interest rates.
Rodebaugh says be aware that borrowed money could be around double this year from what it was in previous years.
As folks consider when they're going to market the grain this year, they need to consider if they are going to use a grain inventory note or some sort of a, if they're going to borrow money to hold that grain. They need to make sure they're aware of that national prime rate currently being around that 8.25, obviously a baseline that folks are going to vary from that baseline as far as what they're going to pay for their interest costs and ultimately the carrying costs of that grain.
He adds a multi-year approach is what is needed within a farm operation to focus on the long-term goals of that farm.
With the 35 lenders we've got on our team, many of them first generation off the farm, a few of them farm on the side as well. We take that consistent approach.
Rodebaugh told Hatt that just as you plan for the next generation to take over your farm, First Farmers Bank and Trust is doing the same within their own business.
We've continued to build on our team, Andy. I mean, we've added experienced lenders, on the edges of our footprint because they look at our team and recognize that we've not only got a lot of experience on our team, but we've also been making it a real priority to hire what we view as top-notch next-generation lenders. So we're prepared for the generational planning that our farmers and our producers are doing.
Learn more at the FFBT website. We have the link at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.